So in America, for instance, we have presidential elections. Most of the world is parliamentary. Places that were under British colonial rule, French colonial rule, move into that form and adopt that form. I think what is apparent, though, is the United States is the last surviving superpower, at least as of today. It seems to me that the movies, the music, it struck me strange, for example, that when we had Reagan in the States, we had Mrs. Thatcher in London. My guess is that because of the Democratic victory in the last election, we may see some rejiggering in Europe. It's semiotic. It's not that somebody picks up a phone and says, whoops, we're moving left. But we are. And people do affect each other. I suspect that we're going to have a visit between Tony Blair and the president. It wouldn't surprise me if it wasn't as warm as some of their earlier meetings. I think that kind of internationalization, of move, does.
Thank you.
To give you a very last information I got from the internet. Now we have local elections, and I saw that the two main parties that we have, or the mayor of Tirana, which is very important, they have both of them taken American companies for electoral campaigns. And one is this Arthur Finkelstein.
Oh yeah.
For the mayor, for the socialist mayor. They are both who have made campaign for Republicans. And the other was a March Cosplay Association. I don't know this. Arthur Finkelstein, I have heard. Of the Democrats as well. and the both of them have taken this American, and the question is, how is it possible? How they pay? Nobody knows. How who pays for them? I think it's all yours. How they pay American. This Arthur Finkelstein Association is big, they say.
Right.
They are now.
I would like to ask you to ask all the questions one after another so that they can reply, since we are switching into the reception time.
Welcome to Boston. My name is Agron Olivari. Let's stick to the elections. Senator Lieberman lost the primaries as a Democrat, and he won the election, general election, as an independent, and he will vote as a Democrat. So he will respect the base, so to speak. In Albania, I read an article about from you 2 weeks ago, very good article. This dramatic shift or alteration of change of the will of the people. You have a party with 1,000 voters, get one MP in the parliament, and next year they have 9 MPs. How is that possible in terms of the intervention or the assistance of international experts, so to speak, that have produced 4 or 5 electoral codes and still don't get it right?
And please, wait. Fatos, if you can wait, we are going to ask all three questions, okay? So if you can, so that
my name is Serling Kulenko. Two quick questions. The first one, going back to your conversation, that you said this new social class that is in Albania is based on hybridization. So don't you think that was a way to avoid bloodshed emerging from communism to democracy? And then, you're going on and saying that Albania is going downhill. What do you think that is like some steps that need to take very drastically the Albanian political class, social class, in order to avoid this bad thing going on? And my second question is a current question, which has to be with the Orthodox leadership, the Albanian church. What's your opinion
on the current events
on the Albanian Church, Orthodox Church?
What do you mean with current events?
You know them be naming some Greek priests as the leadership of Albanian churches.
It's a Greek is already since long time.
Two new archbishops.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, please.
My name is Nicholas Nikic. I'm a first generation Albanian American. I'm also a journalism student here at BU and a member of the BU Albanian Society, a number of students from the Muslim Albanian Society here. My question was, I understand that as a dissident, as a writer, there's a certain degree of cynicism or pessimism that may come along with that, the nature of being such a person. However, I was wondering, you mentioned grassroots movements earlier on, and other kind of, they die out quickly, but I wonder what in Albania is good, and what in Albania should we stress and encourage for future?
You have a similar question, yes? Yeah? Okay, so that will be the last one.
My name is Mark Cosmo. I'm a local Albanian American. I used to be in Albania for a while. Very simple question. You talked a lot on, let's say, optimism, pessimism, with more of a slant towards pessimism, I would say. Maybe about 5 years ago, I read a survey for all of the former communist countries in Eastern Europe, which said that it was a survey of general public opinion, that Albanians were the ones that were most positive about the changes since 1991. Most optimistic about the future relative to what they saw it might have been in 1989 with the Czech Republic, Slovenia, Poland, etc. So do you have any comment on that?
Okay. So go to work.
the question of Alibali was, maybe I have to explain what is it. So because it's too complicated. So we have a very small party with one deputy who became a party with 9 deputies, taking from one and other side and becoming with 9 deputies. And being a party who now is somehow creating the balance, so blackmailing somehow the majority of the party in power. But my answer to that is that this is, the main problem is the problem of the representation of these parties. What do they represent, generally speaking, not only this one? So that is the point. That. I tried to explain before, having had no social economical classes, all these parties grew up like this with just for the sake of pluralistic system, if I can say. And then afterwards, they used politics in order to have political power in order to get rich and to create their wealth and to create these links with the illegal economy as well. And now, this phenomenon, this party explains what I said. So that, in fact, generally speaking, the parliament does not represent really people, but represent only these, let's say, 5,000 people who are the richest people who have the televisions. A country with 80 televisions, it's incredible. All our televisions, and in private television stations, are all sponsored by the money. They are out of the market. It's not a market. They are out of the market. They are sponsored by the money that owners get through illegal stuff. And that's why they maintain. So this explains that these politicians who are now becoming nine deputies are not representing anyone. They have no any identity, in fact. But they play the game. This is. So it was a question that Albania is going down. And this is linked maybe with the question of being an optimist or a pessimist. And in fact, and what has Albania to good to be encouraged? And I'm a tragic optimist, if I can use Nietzsche. I'm not really a pessimist. In the sense that otherwise we can say it's the pessimism of intellect and optimism of will. So I belong to this category, so we should try to do something in spite of that. We don't. Even life is like that, you know, we are going to die, we have to do something. And I think people as well. I think that good. And Albanian people are like this generally, so they try, they do. The fact that they are optimists, it's a young population, this has to be encouraged. Being young population, being with energy, this energy somehow has to be, if I could say, much more put on in the right direction. And but this is the best. best thing I find in the country is the energy that you find, the energy. So if you go to other Balkan countries, Macedonia, and you say, oh, they are so depressed. Albanians are not depressed. But then on the other side, if you consider people who take a boat and cross the Adriatic Sea, you should be more than a tragic optimist because they are sinking there, you know. But they do it. So this this is the other side of the coin. Is you can be despaired that these people evaluate so little their life, and so they take a boat with their family and then they sink. But this is Albanism now. And on the Orthodox Church, Americans are very sensitive towards that because they have the origins of the Albanian Church. Orthodox Church are in America in the beginning of the 20th century, when an Albanian died in America. I guess it was in Boston, maybe close here. But Albania didn't have its own church, but he was a nationalist, a patriot, so anti-Greek. And the Greek priest didn't want to bury him, to make his. And this is the beginning of how Albanian Orthodox Church was born somehow in America, and from America then it was when Albania became independent in 1912. And Albanian Americans are very sensitive towards this Orthodox Church. In Albania, this is not such a big issue. In fact, the religion still is a part, maybe because of the Israeli, because of the communist inheritance. So for one century, building a nation state, Albanians had to suppress the three religions because being of three religions, all Muslims, Orthodox, and Catholics. They invented the religion of the Albanians is Albanianism. And now we'll with all the problems, we have a rebirth of religion, but still it's not really becoming it's a burning issue more with Muslims, because now Muslims are growing and the Muslims are have some problems now in Albania. But the Orthodox have remained in the shadow generally. And being this priest, this is the Archbishop, the famous Greek, who is the head of the Orthodox Church. In my view, he has done a good job for the Albanian Orthodox Church, but still has not a spirit. That's the problem. The religious, and being not Albanian, being Greek, this has influenced, it's a bad influence for giving some more spirit, more. So generally the church, Orthodox Church, even the Catholics remain out of the burning issues there, even the Muslims. Still are politicians who are prevailing, and they are, so it's still a continuity of the famous saying, Albanianism is the religion of the Albanians. But it can become an issue
Hey, Michael, would you like to say something or?
No.
No? So I'm interrupting this just for a second. That is, we are all going to move to the reception and continue the conversation. I'm very glad that the Albanian students, members of the Albanian student organization from BU are here. You must be hungry. All students are always hungry. So please have some food and wine, and do torture the our speakers with further questions. And I thank you so much. Thank you very, very much.